AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A correction from the White House.
It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't.
At the White House today, President Trump says he didn't mean what was heard about Russian election interference after his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
This is what President Trump actually said at the news conference in Helsinki on Monday.
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
And here's today's clarification.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia.
He added that he accepts the American intelligence community's conclusion that Russia interfered in the election, but he did deny that his campaign had colluded in that effort. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president is late on this.
President Trump may be trying to squirm away from what he said yesterday, but it is 24 hours too late and in the wrong place for the president to take a real stance on Putin's election meddling.
The number two Republican in the Senate, John Cornyn, says there may be additional sanctions on Russia. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is asking for immunity for five potential witnesses in the upcoming trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. Police in southern New Jersey say a 9-year-old girl was asleep in her bed when a stray bullet struck and killed her inside her family's home. A neighbor says the street is considered a neutral zone between two feuding gangs. Federal immigration authorities say a suspected serial rapist charged with posing as a Northern California ride-hailing driver to prey on his victims was living in the country illegally. The Dow finished up 55. This is AP Radio News. President Trump's name was not brought up in a speech by former President Barack Obama today in South Africa, but he talked about lying politicians.
Politicians have always lied, but it used to be if you caught them lying, they'd be like, oh, man. Now they just keep on lying.
Obama also said lying is bad for democracy.
As with the denial of rights, the denial of facts runs counter to democracy. It could be its undoing, which is why we have to zealously protect independent media.
Obama also talked about strongman politics, saying those in power seek to undermine every institution that gives democracy meaning. The Trump administration is lifting requirements that some tax-exempt groups disclose the identities of their donors to federal tax authorities. It benefits groups that spend millions of dollars. Ed Donahue, AP Radio.